Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. Say it's Friday, Elboo. It's Friday. And somebody had a birthday this week.
Happy birthday, yay, Ella.
Yay, Ella. She knows it's special, too. So, yes, it's been an amazing week. Ella turned 1 year old. I can't take it. It's been a year. And in celebration, I have two of my day one ride or die, Ella's aunties, Shay Shay and Fifi.
Hello.
That's hilarious. Shay Shay, Fifi, and Kiki. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha. I'm so excited. This is the first time that I've had both you. Shayla, of course, has been on several times. This is Sophia's first time. She's over here acting like she's shy, which is a load of bull shakalaka.
I am shy.
Sophia, shy? Like,
she is
what?
Never short of something to say. Ever. I don't know what. Yeah, thank you. Enjoy. Your french fry good, baby? Yeah. Ella has a lot to say today. I don't know. It's something that happened. And, like, when she turned one, like, even right before, like, leading up to her first birthday, once the top of the year hit, it was like, who are you? She became, like, this whole new person. Y'all both have kids. Like, is that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Every 3 months, you got a different person.
It just comes out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden, they're, like, these little itty-bitty humans with these huge personalities. Actually, yeah. I do remember Jordan.
Itty-bitty versions of you.
Mm-hmm. Personality, is that what you would call it?
Jordan. Listen, Jordan is my godson. So they're godmothers to my child, and I'm godmothers to God, the godmother to their children as well. And my Jordan. Yes, ma'am. Jordan, how do we explain Jordan?
I don't think there's any way to explain Jordan.
Nope.
I'll never forget the time. I was in D.C. I cannot remember what I was there for. We were at the hotel. And Sophia was like, I'm telling you, he was maybe two. Was he like 2 years old? And I was getting dressed. And, you know, you don't think about it when it's like a two-year-old. Even though, so I'm getting dressed. All I know is I think I'm like putting my shirt over my head. He gets the death grip on the back of my panties. Remember this?
Yes.
And he's holding on, and I'm like, Sophia!
And smiling at his view.
I'm like, help me! And he literally, I swear he had the strength of like a 200-pound man and was not relinquishing. I was like, what is happening here?
Oh, gosh. You have no idea what I'm going through now at 10.
What are you going through?
He's definitely entering some puberty, so it's just everything is girls. Oh, she's cute, checking out girls, and, you know, like, especially being a single mom, I don't know how to counter that. Like, do I say, no, don't do that, or do I just, you know, like, okay, you know, yeah, she's cute. Like, how do you?
Shayla, what do you say? Like, when you're going through that, my instinct would be to have the conversations, like let those be the gateways to be like, oh, you think she's cute? Okay. If she's like, oh, if he says stuff, kind of pick his brain to see, thank you, to pick his brain to see what does that mean, or like, you know what I mean? What do you say, Shay?
No, I agree. You know, usually with Michael, and he's not like full swing into it, but you know, you pick up on stuff. And so I just ask questions and let them talk. I try not to have much of an opinion because I don't want, you know, him to feel like, you know, I'm going to rain on his parade. But, you know, I'll just ask him, like, so do you have anyone that you like? You know, what do you like about him? And, you know, just trying to kind of check the pulse on where they are. But also, I want to know, like, what do your friends say?
Yes, you know, what do your friends say?
Mm-hmm,
that is
because,
such a big
you know,
one.
The, if you're not talking to your kids about this stuff, their friends are.
Okay,
because
I'm not going to say any names, but y'all know I had a situation with a little one going on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I haven't gotten
at
there
like
yet.
7, 8. So it happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got to check those, the social media, not only social media, but you have to check their history.
YouTube.
Yeah. Their history.
And then the like other thing, the like if tablet. Your kids have access to, you know, like smartphones and stuff, innocent things that they search for can trigger a Pornhub. So it doesn't mean that you've got some kid who is, as we like to say, fast, you know, which I'm not necessarily fully buying into that, but like some stuff that they do innocently actually triggers those results, and then they're like, whoa, what is this?
Right. And like, then if you they do keep Spider-Man, like certain things, like you'll be like searching for that. Like we have that with my niece, like where she'll be looking at, let's say, Doc McStuffins, and then it'll be a different version of the Dr.
Right.
McStuffins that
mm-hmm.
will come up. So it happens yeah. for sure. And then, you know how YouTube is, like, going down the rabbit hole. So then, like, once you click on that kind of video, then it suggests other videos in that whole flow.
Yeah. It's too much.
Crazy. So I'm so excited about my baby's birthday party this weekend. Yay! Yay!
I just want Ella to know that it's her birthday and not her mama's birthday.
Ha ha ha. What'd you say about that, Ella?
So, Ella, I am on the record for saying happy birthday to you, not to your mama.
Hey, I mean, I know it's her birthday and everything, but I did grow a whole human.
You did grow a whole human. We're giving you all the credit for it, but, you know. Yeah.
No, it's Ella, definitely her day. It's definitely her day. And I did my best not to go too overboard. Mom is in the studio. What's your opinion, Mom? Here, use my mic.
I think you did an excellent job of keeping it just, you know, I won't say the basics, but not going too overboard.
Yeah, really?
But, I mean, it's your first birthday. You can if you want to, but I guess it depends on
what
people's, right, exactly.
Keisha's definition of
I mean, for someone like Keisha, it's not overboard, but maybe for the average person, it would be.
Yeah, because your definition of basic is very different
that's like, that doesn't
than
match
the average
Keisha's
human
basic.
Being.
Well, hey, we're talking about compared to what I'm capable of.
This is true.
Versus what I have, I'm very clear that it is about her, and I did not, and I wanted to ensure that I did a birthday party that catered to the kids and it wasn't about the adults. Because when you do a first birthday, a lot of times it is more about the adults and the adults who are there.
So no liquor?
No. Yeah, if you make that mistake with the first birthday party, it teaches it out of you because, like, it's so much more energy that you put into trying to make an experience for the adults. So at this stage with my kids, you know, like, I suggest the adults leave their kids and go to the mall or something.
Yes, when I get to your age, I am going to do that.
Them and their children.
When I get to your age, I'm definitely doing that. I'm going to be like, drop your kids off. This is not a party for you and your child.
Mm-hmm.
This is
and
for
then
the
I
kids.
Say, you're welcome because you've got free daycare for the next 2.5 hours.
And I'm going to sugar them little suckers up and send them home. Pretty much, though. But no, what was I going to say? Yeah, hey, baby. Mm-hmm. This one was so excited. You know how most kids, like, so on her actual birthday, a tradition in our family is, since I can remember when I was little, my mom would always get up and bake us, like, a homemade cake, like, for breakfast. So that's what we have. We have, with our breakfast, we have cake.
Damn, Mom, so, you got up and baked a cake for breakfast?
Mom,
I mean, can
right?
we just pause
Grandma
for a second?
Got up, baked a cake in yeah. for breakfast.
To make sure it was ready by 9 a.m.
Wow. So it was ready first thing in the morning. And
that's why she'll always be the MVP.
Yes. And let me tell you, so most kids don't really go in on their birthday cake. They're looking kind of like, what the hell is this? My child took the whole cake and face planted in it and bit a piece out of it. It was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
Too cute.
Yeah, you
she
did.
She pulled a, what's the lady's name, Teresa from The Housewives? She flipped the cake. I'm
just flipping the cake. They were checking the table, whatever they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, she flipped the whole cake.
The whole cake.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
But it made me happy.
It was cute.
It was cute. She just knew she was getting that whole thing in her mouth, though, too.
She was. She was like, she's like, I'm going to eat all of this cake. And yeah, you singing your la-la. So her favorite is Elmo song. So we say Ella song, la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la, Ella song.
La, 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 so you la, know she's la. Still going to be like 2 and 3 doing that, because Miles, the songs I made up when he was a baby, like now he's like, Mommy, let's walk. And then he starts singing the Mommy and Miles song and people are like, wait a minute, y'all got a song?
Yep. Yes. La, sure la, la. You hear her. That's, she'll say, Mommy, la, la, la. Mommy, la, la. That's when she wants to hear that song. But back, but wait, time out. Back to this liquor at the, these are the same fools that wanted liquor at my baby shower. And I really felt some kind of way about that because I couldn't drink. And I still can't really drink. So I still feel some kind of way about it. So y'all better enjoy these Coca-Colas and bottled waters.
Look, as someone who was a part of the team planning your baby shower, we needed liquor, okay? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I understand that you couldn't have any. You know, I would have let you swish and spit, you know.
I love my friends.
But, yeah, we needed the liquor. I'm just saying.
I know. Look, they had a full back bar hidden from me because I was like, no liquor
in my
shower.
It's what you would have done if it were anybody else's shower.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. We did.
You had a full back bar. Everything from Hennessy to Crown to damn Ciroc. All of it.
At least we're consistent.
You are. But you know what? It's funny. I did contemplate doing some mommy juice for the party. So we'll see. I may make some. A friend of mine just started a liquor company, and it's called Danny Vodka. And he gave me some, and it's actually really kind of amazing. So I may make y'all a little something. Uh-oh, it's booby time. Sorry. Come on, baby. Have a... So, yes, today's meal for lunch is French fries and boobies.
You are a trooper, though, for 1 year and still doing that. I commend you for that.
Thank you. I don't know how I've made it this whole time, like literally. And she only wants boob. I'm trying this week, Mom. I know you don't believe me.
I don't believe you. You need more people.
I am going to try to put my foot down this week.
Ella is not the problem. Your feet can touch the ground.
As you can hear.
You think it's all me? Is it all me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ella's to the point now. If Keisha comes in the room and Ella sits on her lap, Ella starts tugging at her shirt, pulling her shirt down. Letting her know it's time to eat.
She'll like really whip my boobie out for me. Like, it's bad. So,
yeah,
okay,
if you don't get it under control now, if she gets bigger, and you're not that big, you know, and so when they're hungry and they want it, like, you can be fighting her for real, for real.
Shut up.
Fighting for the boob.
Shut up. Okay, so what do I do, guys? I just deny her the boob? Like, what do I do?
I don't see a problem with it, with her still breastfeeding. I mean, I think it's, like, the most healthy.
I mean, okay, but
it
how
is.
Do
and
I?
You know what? She is starting now because she's eating other things and she's interested in eating other foods, so... Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, but that's all as far as, she never took a bottle. She refused to take a bottle. She never took a pacifier. Just did not.
She may have, like, for the first, like, week or so, like she would let me kind of go between with breast milk in the bottle a little bit, but not anymore.
I mean, I'm not one of those people who's like, your baby shouldn't be nursing at such and, I mean, at full, at, you know, at certain ages, I'm like, okay, that's creepy. But
my child stands up and has a booby smack now. It's
but,
bad.
I mean, if it's to a point where, like, with things you've got going on, it becomes a juggle, then starting to wean.
That's the issue. Because, you know, like, now it's time to get back to going to work. And I want her to continue to have breast milk, but she won't take a bottle. So do you feel, and I mean, now is the time we were supposed to be transitioning her to sippy cups anyway. So I guess I just need some help.
I mean, every kid's different, so I can give you 10 tips, and none of them will work for your child, but the biggest thing is, like, you've got to be okay with her being upset, you know, and if it makes you feel like you're starving her, that you let her fuss for 10 minutes, and you keep offering her the sippy cup, you know, then she's always
my child is strong-willed.
Because she's her mama's child, you
know. I
know.
She's such, I mean, she sticks to her guns. Like, she will go hours.
To yours. You know, mm-hmm. And you have the secret weapon, your mom. You know, and I know that your mom has
been at this rodeo before. So if I were you, I would, for a few days or for at least 10 days, make sure that your mom is the one who, or someone else, is offering her the cup. Because if you're there, her association with you right now is food. Mommy's food, you know? And not to diminish the fact that mommy is awesome, but you might want to let your mom or someone else feed her or offer it, because she doesn't have that.
We tried that. And I thought maybe the opposite, since that didn't work. I said, well, Keisha, maybe she's going to have to, you know, get it from you in the sippy cup, and you're going to have to hold out, not give her the booby, but just give her the sippy cup, because even from me, she pushed it out the sheet. She was not having it.
Like,
we held out, and, you know, I made Keisha leave out so she wouldn't have to, you know, witness it.
You know. Did you all try it for a couple of days?
No. We tried it for like a day.
Like, you got to go. It's going to take, like, I mean, and everything that I've had to do, like, a major, like, change up, like, you got to suffer through it for like, at least like 4 or 5 days. I mean, some people think more, but a one-time hit, nah, that's not going to do it.
Even if she takes the booby at night but would take something else during the day would be great also. So then that way Keisha has a little more, you know.
Luckily, you know, the good thing is this. The good thing is that my career is such that's not standard. You know, it's very different. The way I've been able to make it this year is I can take her. Like, she's here with me while I'm doing my podcast, having a booby snack, actually, as we speak. You know, I'm in a position where I have the ability for you to travel with me, for her to travel with me, so that, you know, it's a little unorthodox.
She can always get booby on demand.
She can always get booby on demand. Like, you know, I have, like, 3-hour windows, so I can do a speaking engagement, and she's sitting in the other room, and I can finish, and, you know, then she can have her booby snack, or, you know, we're on a plane, and she can sit on my lap with me, and the same thing. But I was just wondering, because I've tried, like, she'll drink water like a champ. Yes. She loves water. She'll drink water out of a sippy cup. But as soon as I try the switcheroo and put some booby milk in there, she's like, oh, hell nah, mommy.
Yeah.
I know what this is.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you're
have
laughing? You think that's funny?
If you could have seen her face when she turned around when she was finished eating, uh-huh. It was the happiest face ever.
Have you considered, like, mixing your breast milk with another milk, like a flaxseed or something else that is an alternative milk? I know that you probably wouldn't want to give her dairy,
right?
But something that she'll still get the benefit of the breast milk, but that taste may not necessarily leave.
Got it.
And the other thing is that, like, when you're really, really, really for real ready for her to stop nursing, you'll find a way. Okay. You're not ready yet.
And this is the funny thing. Now what she does, she finishes her booby snack, right? She goes,
that's your child.
But, okay, enough about the booby snacks. I know my Candidly Kishindler's like, if I hear one more time about this child, listen, this
but
is
you know,
real life stuff.
It's a real issue for moms. So you got some people listening who like, yeah, me too. I have
this is some real life stuff. I don't think people really understand the struggle. It's serious in these booby streets. For real. But we're going to take a really quick break. And I know, Shay, you have to jump off. But I'm so excited to have my two BFFs together. And so, FYI, we drove here, right? And the highways are all the way clear. So once you get past whatever your little side street is, you're going to be fine the rest of the way. No more driving issues.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I like how she went straight for the throat on that one.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Bye, y'all.
I'll
love
see you
too.
Soon.
See you
soon. Ella's blowing you kisses.
Love you, Ella Bella.
Blowing Auntie Shay kisses. Say bye-bye, Auntie Shay.
Bye-bye.
She's waving.
Oh, okay.
Say, Auntie Shay, that's why you have to be here so you can see it.
I'll see you later, Ella. I'm ignoring your mommy.
All right. Love you. Well, this is Candidly Keisha. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Bye.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
To all my curl friends and naturalists out there, if you are looking for a product to hydrate, heal, and protect your hair during the winter months, you have to try out Honey Baby Naturals. It's a premium honey-derived hair care and skincare line for the entire family. Yes, Ella. Now I use these products on me and my baby Ella, and I loved how soft and manageable the products left her hair. And OMG, can I tell you that the products smell delicious, are in the cutest little honey-shaped bottles. I just haven't seen anything like it on the market. You all might have seen my recent posts and all the buzz on Instagram about these new great products that they just launched. So, the products came in the cutest honeycomb-shaped box, and it included an amazing flaxseed gel, a honey and ginger hair mask, and this amazing milk and honey dual-phase leave-in conditioner. Y'all, if you can't tell, these products are truly the bee's knees. The best part is Honey Baby Naturals is created by a woman of color who is a former chemical engineer, so you know she knows her stuff. You can purchase these products at honeybabynaturals.com. And if you haven't heard, the products are coming soon to Sally's Beauty near you. Yay! Okay, go check them out. Let us know what you think. Honey Baby Naturals, made with honey, made with love. Welcome back to Candidly Keisha. It's all about Alabama, boo, boo, Alabama, boo, bee. That's Ella's song.
Is that your song, girl? That's your song, girl.
Yeah. La la la. Yeah, that's your other song. Absolutely. We're all about the Elmo song right now. Or the Ella song.
Which... La la la.
La la la. You want to sing it?
Say la la la. La 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 la.
Now you want to eat? You want to eat a french fry? Okay. Speech.
Quiche.
So just to give you guys some perspective, Sophia and I have been friends for 33 years.
Goodness gracious, that long?
You're old.
You're right behind me. I am older.
Yeah, you're older, but your birthday is next week. Well, a little bit after next week. Yeah. But we still look good.
We do.
We don't look like we pushing 40, girl.
No, I just got carded the other day. I was quite excited.
That's how you know you're old. When someone cards you and you're like, you want to see my ID? My ID? Are you sure? Here.
I did.
That is hilarious. I'm trying to think, like, what are some stories that are okay to tell? Because we have way too many, and some of them just thank
Most
you.
Most of them are not okay to tell.
Right.
And are you sure you want to go down this road?
I'm grateful. Grateful. That social media and picture phones were not around when we were coming up, because it would be a problem.
But the Atlanta days.
Atlanta days, when I was in Spelman, and you'd come down to visit. Oh, Lord. I don't think I've told that story on Candidly Keisha. Can we tell that story?
Wait,
that
which one? I'm scared. No, no. Clearance.
I know. Okay. I know. I'm keeping that in mind. So it was funny. So when I went to Spelman, like, granted, I love Spelman, wouldn't change anything about it. It was an amazing experience. But, you know, when you're in college, you have those growing pains. You may not always agree with people. How do you even start this? So my freshman year, I had some really interesting situations with, you know, some of the girls. My dad always says that I forgot the... When I decided to go to Spelman, I didn't calculate in the black woman factor, is what he calls it. I disagree. I don't know two black women who are exactly the same, so I don't call it that. But, you know, there's diversity and variety, and you're just not always going to see eye to eye with everybody, no matter what color you are. Mm-hmm. So I definitely had a group of women who I did not see eye to eye with. And here comes Sophia coming down to visit.
Oh, see, that's not fair. That's not fair. You have to understand, when your best friend calls you and they're upset and you consistently hear about the harassment that they're going through, and then you finally come.
Yes, and you experience it yourself. So
all I can say is Sophia is definitely somebody you want to have your back in a dark alley.
Hell,
how about
that? So, and it's funny because that's one of the things that people don't, you know, necessarily know about me. I'm a very, you know.
She's woo-sawed up
now. I'm woo-sawed up now.
Oh, they don't know you get her.
So they don't know the Jersey Keisha. The Keisha that, yeah, well, yeah,
Keisha
that Keisha.
Got some hood in her. Don't get it twisted.
So these people got it twisted. They thought they were going to roll up on Rudy, and they got Keisha. And it went down.
Keisha and friends.
Keisha and Fifi. Kiki and Fifi. The only one that would have really been a problem if Shay Shay was there, because Shay Shay used to be a bouncer at Love in D.C.
Oh, gosh. Yes, she did.
That would have been a problem. But, yeah, so it all came to a head. Yeah, baby. That was a funny one, though.
It was. It ended well, though.
It did end well.
No one got hurt.
No one got hurt. In about 2.5 seconds, our earrings were off. Our little cute halter tops were changed into regular T-shirts, and we had hopped up out the car. It was going down. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, gosh. That was just ridiculous.
Freaknik, yeah, 97.
They never bothered her again after that, right? No more problems.
I'm trying to think. No, no more problems.
So see? Sophia to the rescue.
Oh, God. That was one of the funny. Yes, baby. What else would you like to say about it? And it's funny you say that, because, like, I feel like that whole, like, having girls who you disagree with and, you know, having to learn how to navigate those waters, it's just part of the college experience. Because a friend of mine now, whose daughter is in college, had a situation where her roommate, I don't know, was threatening to beat her up or was, you know, just getting all in her face and stuff. I say, you got two options. These are your options. You either put in to switch roommates or you beat her ass. and send a message. I'm sorry. I know that is not the most PC advice ever, but that's kind of it. It's either you stand your ground and show her you are not to be messed with, or you get a new roommate. What do you think?
No, I agree. I also think in certain situations you have to be careful, because I think it was in Maryland where the girl got stabbed her roommate to death.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. Times have changed.
And people,
so,
you know.
You have to, like, you have to report when stuff is going on, and you can't take things too light. So I'm really just being silly. Don't say that I just told someone to go beat somebody's ass. That's not what I'm saying. But I kind of am. I'm just saying you have to assess the situation and do what you feel is best for you in that situation. But, you know, you have to learn how to problem solve. Mm-hmm. And I did both. I also, you know, when I had situations, I'd handle it on that level, but then also I knew how to read the handbook and say, well, you violated this rule and I'm going to report you. I had no issue with that at all.
Or you can do both.
That's what I did. You report them, and then once you've reported them and they keep coming business. For you, then you have all the license you need to beat that ass.
Yeah. Definitely line your ducks in a row, so when it gets down to it.
Yeah, but the only issue now is, you know, back in the day, you could have, you know, a good old-fashioned fight. Mm-hmm. But now, A, fights aren't fair, and B, it's a situation where people call the police, and it can then mess with your, you know, your record. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a different day and age, so I feel like you have to kind of look at things different. I actually had a friend, too, whose daughter was having some people, one of my Kim Kizzy girls at school, was threatening to, like, beat her up, all because she kind of defended a friend of hers that they were bullying and was like, you know, leave my friend alone type thing. And they started claiming, like, gang sets and talking about how they were going to come and shoot up her house and in Roswell, Georgia. Like, that's the burbs. Like, what is going on? Who is claiming bloods in Roswell? What is going on with this gang business?
People trying to be hard. Anyway. They think it's cool.
That's not okay. Just FYI. Yeah. Not okay. But okay. I'll leave you alone, because clearly you don't.
I don't. Well, you know how I handle things. But, you know, it's now that I'm
you're an adult. A different world. A very adult job. And
yes, with a very, very adult job. So I can't act that way anymore. So I've matured and I've grown, and I'm a lover, not a fighter now.
I wish you could see my face right now.
I don't get in fights anymore. That's good. I can't even tell you the last time.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm trying to think the last time I got into
I'm very proud
a physical
of you.
Altercation with someone.
That's good.
Might have been my baby daddy.
You know
that person you love so much.
Oh, next topic. Next topic.
I can't think of the last one, but yeah, long
time
ago.
Well, that's good. It's good that, you know, we can live to tell these stories. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, your parents, I walked 5 miles in the snow, uphill both ways. So we have our own little stories that we can laugh about and tell our children when they get of age.
Yeah.
Hilarious. You good? Ella is still over here eating French fry crumbs they are everywhere. I will have to clean the studio floor. That's another thing. Like, now when we go to restaurants, I, like, have to be like, I'm sorry. I apologize for my child in advance. You're about to have paper straws and food all through the bottom of this table right quick. But if only a piece of it makes it in her mouth, I'm okay. One-tenth of it, we're good. But
you're a mommy now.
Talk up, Fief.
And I was saying, you're a mommy now. I feel like I haven't seen you in so long.
I know.
I mean, but it's so natural for you. You've always been such a motherly, you know, person. So.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you I love being a mom?
I'm sure.
Like, I absolutely love and adore being this little girl's mommy.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. And it is funny, though, because she's definitely my child. And seeing her little personality and being like, that's so me, is hilarious. You'll see. You're going to be here this weekend. Sure. And you will see.
And I bet your mom's laughing, too, because I know my mom, she always said, when you have a kid, they're going to pay you back for everything you put me through.
What do you think, Mom, so far? You think that's funny too?
She was good. She was a good kid.
Ooh, that hesitation, Mom.
No, you were. No, because I look at Ella and I see you. And it just amazes me that, you know, Ella has so many of your traits.
Yes, baby.
Your personality.
Yeah, it's really.
It's pretty hilarious. She sees, like, if I pull my camera phone out, she poses.
Yes. Yes, she does.
She smiles and poses.
And as friendly as Keisha was as a baby, will go to anyone, you know, and just laughs and talks, you know. But if you have bad energy, she knows that too, and she won't go to you.
She
but for
won't.
The most part, I mean, Ella is just the happiest. But same way Keisha was when she was a baby.
She's the what? She's like Miss Congeniality.
Yes.
Like, we're out. She loves kids. She will start waving and go, hi, hi, hi.
She speaks to everyone.
Hi, hi.
She just makes friends everywhere. Anyway,
she does.
She just, you know, loves people.
Yeah.
And see how this She's is happy. How she is all the time. Happy. Just happy.
Happy and talking.
Yes.
I can't imagine when she really starts formulating words, she's going to talk for days. That's all I know. But
it's funny when they're young like that, you're just like, oh, I can't wait for them to crawl. I can't wait for them to walk. And then it's just like, oh,
walking,
my gosh,
she is
everywhere.
No, not only is she walking.
She's climbing the stairs.
She's climbing stairs. She's trying to open baby gates. She's like, and she kind of knows how to do it. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. You want to go to grandma? Grandma, 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 grandma. But I'm just excited. We made a year. Her birthday, I can already tell she's going to love birthdays just the way her mom does. Because she, after we sang happy birthday, she said, yay, and clapped her hands. She's doing it right now. Yay.
Teeth. Oh my gosh.
I know. La la la. La la la.
Are you gonna sing into the mic now?
Now she's singing. You've grown up in the studio, baby. So you feel very comfortable. But do you wanna say bye bye? We have to say goodbye to everyone at Candidly Keisha. You're blowing them kisses. Can we say thank you so much for tuning into Candidly Keisha this week?
Thank you.
And that we will be right back next week. Same time, same place. Oh, and wait, what's next week? Oh, we have some real fun stuff next week coming up. I'm not even going to blow the bubble.
Oh,
bless you, baby. But next week is going down on Candidly Keisha. Make sure you tune in. And have an amazing, amazing, amazing weekend. This is Ella's weekend. Yay! And thanks, Steve. Thank you for coming. I appreciate you and I love you.
I love you too.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.